God, I'm so fucking horny today. Oh, God. Do you hear that? I'm always so wet for you, baby. Always so fucking wet. You know, today I was at work and I have the biggest crush on my coworker. You see, she's authoritative. She's busy, but she gets things done. And when she talks to me, God, it does things to me, you know? Her stern eyes, commanding voice. She could tell me to get on the ground and be her footstool, and I wouldn't hesitate. Oh, good. You know what turns me on? I keep thinking about it, especially with her. You know when in porn they have the girl sit between the person's legs? Little sub. So weak. And her little captive circles all around her body with their fingertips. Up, down, against her tits, barely touching her little nipple. And then when they're sensitive and perky, their fingers go down, down, go on to their pants. God, I want someone to do that to me. And reach down into my little jean shorts and just pull aside my panties. We could do this in public too. Just outside. Sneakily behind me. Look innocent enough. She's playing with my little pussy, making me so, so wet. Oh, in front of everyone. Oh, God. And only we would know about it. And she would tell me what a bad, bad girl I'm being. What a naughty. In front of all these fucking people. Oh, God. And then my second favorite thing is, you know, turning around and I'm straddling her, my bare pussy on her thighs. Beautiful milky thighs. And I slide back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And she just watches as I smear my juices all over her leg, getting more and more wet. And she knows how needy I am for her. God, I need someone to dominate me. You know, put their fingers against my mouth and just finger fuck me. And then they go back to my little quit and keep running. When she pulled me aside to a spare meeting room, making me get down on my knees. One of you sitting there, and as she lifts her little skirt up, the smell just fills the room. Slowly put her skirt lips would look so pink and so delicious. She would make me wait. I would try to get close, but then she would keep me there with just a word. Stop, Junie. Do not move unless I tell you to. Two fingers, three fingers, their pussy just making the most delicious sound. Finally, after she's been sufficiently prepared, she would let me go. Pull my head towards her clit and rub my nose against her. She would taste so good. So good. People would be walking by and I'd just be licking everywhere. I'd want to eat everything. Spank me as I lick her And then when she came, her juices would get everywhere, and I'd lick it all up. It would get on my shirt too, and I'd be able to do nothing to stop. She's done with my face. She turned me around, stand me up, she would sit me on her lap, and as she grinds against my little pussy, I feel her put a finger. She would finger fuck me so good. Why is it fucking in this tiny little meeting room? Someone would open the door and it'd be my boss and he'd be shocked at what we were doing. Just keep moaning and she'd keep fucking me. And he'd watch us silently as I keep bouncing on her lap and my juices get everywhere. And he'd close the door. And he'd grab me by the hair and rub my face against his Blood from both ends. I don't like that. I don't like that so much. He'd pull my hairs. My deep throat is tick. My coworker would spank me. I'd moan and push me off his dick. And they'd both throw me on the table. And my boss would put his cock against my hole. As my coworker prepped my hole through and start pushing as she kept licking underneath. She'd have her fingers in my ass and her tongue in my clit as she fucked my little hole. Pull me on his lap. Oh, God, she'd follow. And then he'd bounce me up and down. Up and down. And then hit me so good. And then my coworker would grab my face. Oh, God, and she'd she'd play with my tits. Kiss my neck. As I'm helpless against these two senior people. God, they'd say, you're doing so good, Junie. Being so good for mommy and daddy. I'll keep fucking you so good. And she moved her mouth to my nipples as I keep bouncing and bouncing and bouncing. God. God, and then force me to go even faster. At this point, I'm screaming. I'm screaming in so much pleasure. And everyone in the office can hear. They can hear what a bad little slut I'm being. What a bad little intern I've been. Bouncing on my boss's dick and getting ravaged by my coworker. Oh God, that little office does nothing to hide the sound. Oh God, and everyone would know what a slut I am. Oh, they would know. Yeah. Now you know what I think about every time I see you at work.